The Godwins. The king who was killed at the Battle of Hastings on the 14th of October, 1066, was Harold Godwinson, Harold, son of Godwin. He was Harold II of England. With him died his brothers, the Earls Gurth and Leifwin. They belonged to the family that came very close to preventing the Norman invasion. Had they succeeded, British history would have taken a quite different direction. For the arrival of William the Bastard's army at Pevensey Bay on Michaelmas Eve that year was more than a prelude to a change of monarchy. It was the end of Saxon England. If Harold had triumphed, then the strength of the Godwin family suggests that they would have ruled for at least another generation. There probably would not have been an Angevin throne in England, and therefore no Plantagenets. Imagine the consequences of deleting all those characters from the royal tree of British history. So, how did this family gather so much power that at one time, during the reign of Edward the Confessor, it virtually overruled the monarch? The Godwins first appeared in the late 900s. Perhaps the cleverest of them all was not King Harold of Hastings fame, but his father, Earl Godwin. Godwin was the son of a man called Wulfnoth, not an uncommon name in those times, so trying to pin down which Wulfnoth